listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. More than 80 public schools across WA are said to be impacted by today's teacher union strikes, including six in the Pilbara and Kimberley. Tom Price, Tanbury and Karratha Primary Schools set to reopen around 11:30, while Baynton West, Port Hedland and Wickham Primary Schools will close all day. Union President Matt Jarman says they're fighting for better pay and conditions.
It's important for our regional members to get involved because their voice simply isn't being heard. They don't have the services that are available to others in the city, and in that sense, their challenge is even greater.
Emergency services across the Pilbara have received $1.65 million in upgrades. The state government investment seeing four new frontline response vehicles and a marine search and rescue vessel. They've arrived to Dampier's Marine Rescue and VRFS, Karratha and Roeburn SES and Onslow VFES. The opposition are demanding transparency from the federal government around the planned ban on live sheep exports. It follows yet-to-be-released results of an independent panel report conducted 6 months ago looking into the impacts of the ban. Nationals leader David Littleproud says it looks like they're trying to sweep it under the rug.
They're trying to kill it off through stealth by effectively eroding investment and confidence in the industry, and it destroys itself. That shows a weak and pathetic attempt at trying to shut this industry down without having the courage to look people in the eye and saying why and how.
After closing last year due to a lack of staff, Halls Creek Visitor Centre has officially reopened. It's set to be a tourism boost for the Kimberley, opening just in time for the dry season. In sport, a huge season opener for the North Pilbara Footy League at the weekend. Port Hedland taking home the points after its 60-39 win over South Hedland. And in the Karratha Derby, it was Cats who clawed to the win, beating Falcons by 11. Meantime, Wickham couldn't get it done against Dampier, going down 120-45.